If you've ever heard of Robert Service, then you know that he was famously known as Canada's Poet of the North, the Yukon and Northwest Territories. I thoroughly enjoy his poems so much that I have decided to take some of them and put them to music. My first try is with the poem, The Three Bears. Note, the spelling is B-A-R-E-S rather than B-E-A-R-S of Goldilocks fame. This is the story of a mishap that happened to Grandpa while meditating on his favorite seat in the outhouse. Hope you enjoy the story of The Three Bears.
Ma tried to wash her garden sides but couldn't get them clean, and so she thought she'd sew them in a bucket of benzene. It worked all right, she wrung them out, then wondered what she'd do with all that bucket load of high explosive residue. She knew that it was dangerous to scatter it around, for Grandpa liked to throw his lighted matches on the ground. Somehow she didn't care to pour it down the kitchen sink, and what the heck to do with it, poor Ma just couldn't think. Nature seemed to give the clue as down the garden lot she spied the edifice that graced a solitary spot. Their palace of necessity, the family joy and pride, enshrined in morning glory, finally graded seats inside. Just like the cabin, Goldilocks found occupied by three, but in this case B-E-A-R was spelled B-A-R-E. A tiny seat for Baby Bear, a medium for Ma, a full-size section sacred to the bear of Grandpapa. Well, Ma was mighty glad to get that worry off her mind, and hefting up the bucket so combustibly inclined, she hurried down the garden to that refuge so discreet, and dumped the liquid menace safely through the middle seat. Next morning, old Grandpa rose, he made a hearty meal, and sniffed the air and said, by gosh, how full of beans I feel. Darned if I ain't as fresh as paint, my joy will be complete with just a quiet session on the usual morning scene. Maybe write a poem, for that's the time when bits of rhyme get digging in me dome. He sat down on the special seat, so shiny by his age, and looking like what would have been just a silver-whiskered sage. He filled his corn cup to the brim and tapped it snugly down, and chuckled of a perfect day, I reckon this the crown. Hit the weed, it soothed his need, it was so soft and sweet, and then he dropped the lighted match clean through the middle seat. Dear little grandchild Rosaline cried from the kitchen door, oh Ma, come quick, there's something wrong, I heard a dreadful roar. Oh Ma, I see a sheet of flame, it's rising high and higher, oh Mommy dear, I sadly fear our comfort cot's caught fire. Ma was thrilled with horror at the words of Rosaline. She thought of Grandpa's matches and that bucket of benzene. So down the garden, geared on high, she ran with all her power, for regular was Grandpa, and she knew this was his hour. Then grasping gasp of Rosaline, she peered into the fire, a roaring, soaring fire, now perchance for Grandma's pyre. But as them twain expressed their pain, they heard a hearty cheer. Behold, the old rapscallion squatting in the duck pond here. His silver whiskers singed away, a gosh almighty wreck, with half a yard of toilet seat entwined about his neck. He cried, say folks, oh did you hear the big blowout I made? It scared me stiff, I hope you weren't was not too much afraid. But now I'd best be crawling now that this dog has it wet, for what I aim to figure out is what the heck I am.